Trash haulers will get a break from having to pick up compost in 2018 under a bill that passed in the final hours of the legislative session. But the sponsor of the bill says lawmakers only kicked the can down the road without addressing the real problem in Vermont's solid waste and recycling law. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
When the legislature passed the Universal Recycling Law in 2012, Vermont received national attention for its ambitious plan to increase recycling and ban compost from landfills. The law rolls out in phases, and trash haulers were supposed to be required to pick up food scraps from in front of people's homes in 2018. But Essex Orleans Senator John Rogers says trash haulers in places like the Northeast Kingdom can't afford to run trucks up and down the isolated roads in rural Vermont to pick up buckets of compost. Rogers sponsored a bill that would have relieved that requirement entirely. But Rogers says the final bill only puts off the deadline until 2020, when the real solution would be not forcing the haulers to pick up compost at all.
It only ended up giving the haulers a 2-year extension on the food waste organics pickup, but it's better than not having anything in place.
The new law directs the Agency of Natural Resources to put together a population study to see if it makes more sense to only require haulers in densely populated areas to pick up food scraps from residential homes. Kathy Jameson is head of the Solid Waste Management Program, and she says this new rule will give the state a chance to look at the Universal Recycling Law to see if it does make sense to ask haulers to pick up food waste.
The agency understood the haulers' position as far as residential collection of food scraps could be challenging, especially in the less densely populated areas. And what the bill did do is direct the agency to have discussions regarding whether and how haulers should be providing the collection services for food scraps.
Jameson says a lot of people in rural areas compost their own food scraps, and most of the solid waste districts have compost drop-off areas. She says food waste will be entirely banned from landfills in 2020, and if haulers in rural areas don't pick up food scraps, the state will have to come up with a plan. The agency's report to the legislature is due before next January. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.